Hey guys, welcome back to Maintaining the Me and Marriage and Motherhood. I'm LaShawna. I hope you guys had a great week. We're coming into our third podcast of the new season. I just dropped the one from last week. If you haven't had a chance to listen to it, it's called Pursuing Love While Considering Divorce. And this one, this has been really heavy on me in the past few weeks. I've just been thinking a lot about advice and how to get advice and, you know, the problems with getting advice and all of that. I think that because we are so oversaturated with opinions and people having their two cents and just it's so normal for people to give you information and feedback, even if you don't ask. And I'm definitely one of those people. I've gotten a lot better, I'd say, but I'm definitely one of those people that would give my opinion and share my opinion and, you know, give unsolicited advice, especially when I was younger, all the time. If you come to me, tell me anything, I'm already with a solution or telling you what you should do or whatever. And it's okay. I think it's okay to be that way, but you also have to respect other people's boundaries when it comes to that. And I think that there's a lot of people that do like look for support in their friendships and, you know, people that they work with, people that they trust. The problem with that, though, is that a lot of times the people that you're going to, especially when it comes to relationships, are just really not qualified to give you support that's really going to help you. So the other day I was posting, and I kept deleting. I posted like 3 times and then I just immediately deleted it because I felt like I wasn't giving enough information. It was just like, you know, how to know whether you should take someone's advice or, you know, the questions you should ask yourself before taking someone's advice. And it was kind of simplified the way that I was talking about it, but I didn't want it to get misconstrued into what I really meant by it, because I think it's okay for you to fellowship and for, you know, us to have a support group and a people that you could just vent to. And, you know, whenever you hit a bump in the road with anything, whether it's your relationship, work, you know, you get in any type of crisis, you want to talk to somebody. You're going to call somebody that you trust, love, know, or whoever's going to pick up the phone, just so you can really get a chance to vent and tell your side of the story. It really makes you feel better to get that release and get it off your chest. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to fix the problem. You're still going to have to do some problem solving after you figure out, you know, get this off your chest. A lot of times you're going to have to do something about it. And I have posted the questions and I'm going to talk about it a little bit later. I'm going to, you know, bring those questions in and how you consider it. But I really wanted to break it down so that it doesn't sound so like, just like, yeah, look for these things, like this bullet point. I felt like, too, I didn't want to support people not getting professional help. And I feel like I didn't want to post that and then have people continuing to get information that does not help them. It doesn't resolve any of their problems. They're coming in the same situation. They're not getting better, not getting healthier. The relationships aren't getting healthier. And I really feel like it's because you're getting so much bad information, so much of the wrong advice. You know, it has a lot of times when you're getting advice from people, it really has nothing to do with you and your situation. It's like, yeah, they want to make you feel better, but it doesn't necessarily heal or help you turn your relationship around. Like whatever problems you're coming to them with, it more than likely the information that you're getting is like a good booster to make you feel good. Like, oh girl, don't worry about it. You know, it's a, you so pretty, you so this, you that, you know, you got it going on. It's like that can make you feel good in the moment, but overall, that's really not going to fix the problem. If you're having problems with communicating, if you're having problems with intimacy, if you're having problems with just anything, parenting, the kids are taking over, you guys are not getting enough time together, like whatever the issue, the underlying issue is, it cannot be resolved by just getting compliments from your friends or somebody boosting you up to make you feel better. That's not showing you how to change it. So I think that we just have to be better at getting that professional help, seeking out some type of counseling or therapy, or coaching. You know, I think that depending on what the situation is, and I posted like the difference between coaching and therapy. And therapy is done by a professional therapist, a licensed therapist, or somebody that is under, like working under someone else's license, you know, being supervised by somebody that's already licensed. And they're treating symptoms of mental illness, whether it's anxiety, depression, bipolar, like you've been diagnosed and they're treating you for that to decrease the symptoms. And they're giving you specific tools and skills, you know, to turn around some of those behaviors and decrease some of those symptoms. And so it's a specific thing that they're going in there and they're doing. With coaching, it's more like I have a goal, you know, and I want to help somebody to come alongside me and really hold me accountable to reach that goal, teach some skills about getting to those goals, you know, whether it's communication skills or something that can help you with your relationship, you know, teaching you about the personalities, your personality and their personality and how you can incorporate. And a lot of it is like things that you may argue about are things that you just see life different. We all have different approaches to life, and the way that you are carrying out the way that you want to do your business is just not, may not be the way that your spouse does things. You may do things very fast paced and don't take a lot of things into consideration. They may just like want to take things slow and collect more data before they want to make a decision. And so there's nothing wrong with either way, either one of those approaches. But if you don't understand that this is the way that you are and they are, and then how they're hardwired, it can make a lot of conflict. And so if you have somebody, you're going to somebody and saying, hey, I'm having this issue, or he just doesn't listen to me, or he just, you know, doesn't even talk to me, or you're, you know, complaining about your wife while she just goes and spends money, she doesn't say anything about it, you know, and you, somebody like, oh, well, you don't got to take that, you know, you deserve the best. And, you know, it's like those types of comments, they're just not really helpful. I mean, how is that gonna help you resolve the issue that you're having with your partner about spending money, finances? Like, you know, it's like you're still gonna have that same perspective and still be arguing about the same thing. So I was just thinking, let me pull up my notes, because I actually do have notes today, and I really wanted to talk about this because I just felt like for myself, listening to people just give advice, or even listening to people's opinion, I can honestly say can really just be discouraging. You know, it's like people have the best intentions and they do want what's best for you a lot of times, but sometimes people are just in their own space, in their own head, and they can look at your situation and think like they could fix it by doing whatever it is that would make them happy. You know, and it's like, no, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to fix it. If you are a mom that's married, you know, and you're coming to them, talking to them, and they don't have children, it's like they may not be able to relate. And the funny thing is, a lot of times when I talk to people that don't have kids, or when I hear their opinion about people that have kids, it's like they don't see how much you're not in control. It's like when you think about it from the outside looking in, you may think about it like, oh yeah, you know, they're a kid, so they just do what you tell them to do. And it's like, no, when you have kids, you find out from the moment that you bring them home and they don't go to sleep when you want them to go to sleep, that, oh, you know, this is their show, we're along for the ride. Like, this is, they're running their own program, and we're here to guide them and support them and keep them safe. But they have their own intention and own thing in their own mind of how they want to do things. So talking to somebody that doesn't have children, it's like they really can't relate to what you're saying about your experience, because they've never had that experience. So they want you to feel better. They want you to feel relief. They want you to feel supported, but they can't necessarily help you. And so here is a couple of things that I wrote down. Just questions that you should consider as a married mom before taking relationship advice. The first one is, are they married? Is this person married? And if they are married and you are a mom, married mom, are they married and do they have children? And it's not because of a thing, you know, because some people are like, oh, you know, it doesn't matter. We're all women. You know, a mom is a mom. It's just, there's no difference between a mom, a single mom, and a married mom. What difference does it make? You know, we're all mothers. Yeah, but the lifestyle is different. Those are two different lifestyles. When you are a single mom, you're running your own program. It's you and your kid, and you live your life in a different way. You pretty much call the shots. You make the big decisions. When you're a married mom, you are making decisions with somebody else. It's you, your partner, and then the kids. So the dynamics are just different. So if you're explaining to them something that you're frustrated about, they may not be able to relate. Even if they want to help you and they feel like they can relate, or they feel like it's a problem that they've had before, it still may not be something that is going to be good for your marriage in your situation. So you have to really be careful about that. So are they married? Do they have children? And if you're having problems and you're thinking about splitting up or separating, and you're getting advice from somebody that has kids, and they even could be married, but if they don't have kids with their spouse, that's even a different conversation. Because a lot of times, if you don't have kids with the person that you're married to, you may not feel like you need to stay in that marriage. You may feel like, you know, this is not working out. It could be still a clean break. You know, okay, we tried it, it's not working. And it may be easier to separate from a person that you don't have children with. But if you're a mom who has kids and you're thinking about separation, you're still going to have to deal with this person. So you really have to get to the root of the issue and have some type of resolve before even moving on, because you don't know how it's going to end up if you do end up splitting up and still having to co-parent. You don't know this person as a co-parent. So it's still important to make sure when you're getting advice from somebody that it really matches your circumstances. And then another one, number three, is do they have a positive attitude towards marriage? Just because somebody is married does not mean that they have a positive attitude about marriage. They could be in a very dark space and have been there for a while, and they feel trapped and they're over it. And, you know, they're always speaking negative about their spouse. They hate marriage. They hate being a mother. You know, they're just frustrated. They're at the end of their wits. And so when you're having conversations with people like that, it can really make you feel frustrated, even more frustrated, or validate your reasons for either wanting to leave or wanting to break up or staying angry or handling things in the wrong type of way, because they don't really have a good perspective on marriage right now because of wherever they're at in their marriage. So make sure that this person that you're speaking to, that you're getting advice from, make sure that they have a positive attitude about marriage. Number four, is their approach to life similar to yours. You know, there's all kind of people out here that are having all types of different type of relationships. I had a client that I was starting to work with. We had a consultation, and she's in a poly relationship. And so, you know, she was telling me her circumstances, her situation, and I was listening, and I had to be honest with her. I was like, you know, I don't have a lot of experience with this type of lifestyle. So I'm like, what it sounds like you need is to talk to a therapist more than a coach, because right now you don't really have a goal. And I'm not doing therapy right now. I'm doing coaching. And for my program, I'm like, you know, I'm working with married moms that want to turn their marriages around, but you don't really have a goal. So at that time, she didn't really have a goal. She wasn't really sure what she wanted to do. She was kind of confused about whether or not she wanted to stay in the marriage, or if she wanted to keep the boyfriend, or how she wanted it to go. And so I'm like, that's not really a coaching thing. That's more of a therapy thing, because you still need to work out some things and you're trying to see, you know, what's going on. And she was having some symptoms of maybe some depression, and just, you know, her coping skills were kind of all over the place. So I was like, you know, I'm going to refer you out. I think that you should probably go see a therapist rather than, you know, trying to work with me. And as much as I would want to work with you, I don't feel like I'm the best fit, you know? And so when you're dealing with people or you're getting advice from people,
and talking to them about your situation, make sure that they are on the same page as you as far as lifestyle is concerned, because everybody is not the same type of marriage. Some people have very loose boundaries. Some people, you know, they have poly relationships, they have open relationships. So if you're in a marriage that is not like that, then you talking to someone that is in that type of relationship, they may not be able to relate to you. You know, they may not have the advice that you need. So just be mindful of that. And then number five is, do you share the same religious beliefs? Because if you are in the same, like if you're both Christian or both Muslim or both Jehovah's Witness or, you know, whatever spirituality that you're practicing, is it the same? Because people have different rules for their religions. You know, so making sure that the person that you're talking to, that they share the same beliefs that you do, even about marriage, because everybody doesn't have the same responsibilities or the same viewpoint and perspective on marriage, really based on their spiritual choices, you know. And so make sure that that is something that is definitely lining up, because they could be giving you information based on their own religious perspective, and that may not match up to what you and your spouse and your family are trying to do. So that's another really important thing. And so, and I mean, you can be friends with whoever. I have friends that are all different types of religion. You know, we have a bunch of stuff in common and things to talk about. You don't necessarily have to talk to them about your marriage or be getting advice from them about different things. Or if you do just need an ear to talk to, just let them know that, hey, I just need to vent. Is it okay to vent to you? I'm not really looking for feedback. I'm just feeling frustrated and I need somebody to talk to. You know, you could talk to good friends about that, but when it comes to really getting feedback, the number one thing I'm going to say is to seek professional help, only because you really need to get an assessment. You need to get that assessment. You need to find out, hey, is this something that's bigger than I'm making it out to be? You know, am I not taking this serious enough? You know, when you get into like a burnout phase or like a place where you're just like a point of no return, where you really need that help, you can't always assess it properly. When you're in crisis, sometimes you don't even know it. When you're getting into that burnout phase, when you're just working, kids, spouse, cooking, cleaning, you know, just doing your life, when you're just on like that hamster on a wheel, sometimes you need somebody else to pull you off the wheel. You don't even realize that you're on the wheel. You need somebody that can say, hey, this is what I'm seeing. You know, or you can even just, you know, just by going off of what's going on in your life and feeling that stress or feeling tired and saying, okay, let me just go check this out. It's kind of like if you're having a pain in your leg or a pain in your back, and you're ignoring it because you're just used to having it. But it's like, no, you need to go check it out. It could be something that's more serious than what you think, because you've just been feeling that pain for so long, you don't even realize that there's something wrong. So you need to go to the doctor to make sure that it's not something that's bigger than what it is, or you can get help to fix it. You know, you don't have to sleep with a hurt back. You can go to the doctor and maybe they'll be able to help you, give you, you know, some type of exercises to do, rub it out, whatever, you know, to get you back to 100%. So sometimes we can take things so lightly, thinking like, oh, this is just normal. And it's something that we can actually get help with and have a more fulfilling life. You know, that's the whole goal, is to just have a really fulfilling life. So I know that I'm just kind of talking your ear off at this point about advice. There's only so much that you could talk about getting advice. But I just wanted to let you guys know that, you know, and be careful and really be discerning on who you're sharing your information with, and making sure that it really is a safe person that you're talking to. You know, it's tough. It's tough out here. You know, you can think somebody is your friend and they're, you know, you're speaking to them because you may work with them. They may be a coworker or somebody you grew up with or something, but it's like, sometimes you really just need to be able to vent to someone that is not going to repeat it. You may change your mind from today to next week. And if you're in your friend group talking about your problems in your friend group, you don't want that information to just be rotating through your group. You know, if you're having problems in your marriage and then, you know, a month, 2 months, 3 months down the line, you guys are doing good, you don't want that thrown back in your face. You don't want that to be something that people are still holding on to, because, and to be fair to even your friends, you know, they're getting all of this information, all this negative information, and then you want to bring that person back around. It's like, it's really not fair to them either, because they do care about you and they do want to see you happy. And if they think that this person is not making you happy, then they're going to feel some type of way about them. And that's normal, you know? So it's like, if you could keep your business out of your circle and put it more where it belongs with a professional help, whether it's a therapist, a counselor, you know, even with your pastor, and, you know, someone that you know is going to stay just with them, you know, is a much better alternative than just like talking to friends and family. You know, you're going to have to invest a little bit of money in, you know, keeping your marriage together, into keeping your sanity. You know, you're going to have to do that. And also my last tip, and I brought this up last time on the last podcast, about not waiting for your spouse to get on board just to go to therapy. If you feel like you need to go to therapy, if you feel like, you know what, I want to go to couples therapy, and you're getting any type of resistance from your spouse, go alone. Do not force anyone to do something that they don't want to do. They may not be open to it. And if they are, even if they go with you, if they already are showing resistance, it's not going to be the experience that you need. You really want to just go alone. Go by yourself. Get your own coaching. If you want to get some relationship coaching, hit me up. You can email me at modernmommymogul@gmail.com, and we can do a consultation, and I will let you know if you need to go to, if it sounds like you need to be referred to a therapist, or if it sounds like that you would be good with coaching, I can help you out with that. So just hit me up if you have any questions about it. I know that it's really difficult sometimes to even know the difference about what you need, but I can definitely, you know, if, like I told you about the last client that had came to me for help, and I was able to refer her out, and she was so happy. And she ended up finding a therapist that she felt like was a really good fit. So it was a win-win. I was like, you know, able to help her, just not even, you know, working with her, but just telling her something that may have been helpful for her to stay in her situation. Because the thing is I'm not here to judge you. If this is the type of relationship that you're in with your husband and y'all loving it and y'all, it's working for you, guess what? Who am I to judge? That's on you. That's your relationship. That's about what, it's about you getting the help that you need to feel better about yourself. So it wasn't a judgment thing. It was more so, I don't know anything about that, and I'm not qualified to help you with that. And you need to go to somebody that has more experience with that. And so, and she understood totally, because she said she had went to a therapist right before she had met me. And that therapist told her the same thing, that she didn't have a lot of experience. And she was like, you know, I'm just going to reach out. And I'm like, you know, reach out to people, reach out to some therapists, tell me your situation, see if they have somebody that specializes in that situation. So she did, and she found somebody, you know. So don't be afraid to ask for help. You know, people sometimes get kind of weird about professional help, that, oh, it's not that serious, but it really is. It really is that serious, because your mental health is serious. You know, your own life fulfillment is serious. And sometimes if you can't figure it out for yourself, you need to have somebody, talk to somebody else. And this is the last thing that I'm going to say, and I'm gonna leave you with this. So I was talking last time, I had an appointment with my therapist, and I was telling her like all the things that I had going on. And I was like, yeah, I'm just feeling a little anxious, and, you know, I have this going on and this going on. And she was like, well, it sounds like more like excitement than anxiety. Maybe you know, can reframe it, because the things that you're mentioning. And she's like, do you feel like worried? And I was like, well, no, I don't feel worried. I just feel like, you know, I have so much going on. I'm like, how much time I have to get it done. You know, my son's going to college. He hasn't picked a college yet, and I'm helping him out with that. And, you know, just kind of, and she's like, yeah, it sounds like more like excitement. So sometimes you even need somebody just to be able to reframe things for you, and you need a professional. So she was listening to what all the stuff that I had going on. I had automatically, because I'm always, you know, listening to other things, and you listen to all these conversations, and, you know, when you're on social media, all you hear about is all these different words, you know, everybody's healing and anxiety and, you know, all these different words. And so I was saying that, I was using that language, and her listening to my story and what I had going on, she was like, well, it sounds more like excitement than anxiety. It doesn't sound like you're anxious. It sounds like you're more excited, and maybe you can shift to reframe it in that way as excitement, that you have all these things going on that are all good things, that are something to be excited about. And that was really helpful. That was really helpful for me just to hear that. So I think that sometimes you could think that therapy is scary or coaching is scary because you're telling people what's going on with you and you're trying to get to these goals and you're working with somebody. And, you know, it could feel like a little overwhelming, but I'm telling you that it can be really helpful to get that professional advice, because a professional ear is able to distinguish, you know, where this story is going. Like, she was able to pick pieces of my story to say, oh, that's more excitement than it is anxiety. It doesn't really sound like, those symptoms don't sound like anxiety. That sounds like some excitement. So let's reframe it so that you can have a different perspective about it and you can tell the story in a different way that really matches what you're actually going through. And so that is key to moving through problems, because the thing is we cannot get away from problems. Problems are going to be here as long as we are alive. And if you are married and you have kids, sometimes the problems are not even your own, but they affect your relationship. They affect your marriage. If you have deaths in the family, if you have, you know, kids moving in and out of the house, kids struggling with different things with school, you know, other family members that are, you know, going through something, you know, you can be affected by that, which it can, on the reverse, affect your relationship, affect your, you know, your household because of outside things. If it's work, your career is not going the way you want it to go, or you're having a stressful job, stressful, you know, work environment, and you're bringing that home. So it's not always the marriage or the family that's bringing the stress. Sometimes it's outside forces that are bringing that, and you're bringing it in because you're not knowing how to cope. And the way that you're coping is coming out negative, and then it's making problems in your marriage and problems in the family, and the kids is getting on your nerves, and it just spirals. But when you have that person, that professional person, they're able to help you kind of get that reframe and that refocus and get yourself back on the right track. So that's all I have for tonight. I know it's kind of late, but I'm going to try to post it no later than tomorrow morning for this week. I hope you guys really enjoyed this podcast. I hope you got something out of it. You can follow me on Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, and follow me on Instagram at Modern Mommy Mogul and get more tips. I post like little tips and in my stories, post little tips about different things about communication and relationships. I've been posting more on my feed. I'm trying to revamp and start getting back into posting more and getting back into the podcast. So thank you for listening. Please share, please like, and please send the podcast to other people if you found this to be enjoyable or valuable. Thank you and have a great night.